A few scattered showers and some thunderstorms will come across the northern plains and upper Midwest as we move forward through the coming week, and temperatures will be near to slightly below normal. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect to see those temperatures staying just a little bit below the norm for this time of the year. A very pleasant August underway. Temperatures running in the 70s and lower 80s will be common as we go forward through this week. We do expect a few middle 80s to pop up in the Missouri River Basin every once in a while, but we're not going to get much heat into Minnesota for a while, and that may eventually raise a few eyebrows of concern over degree day and heat unit accumulations for crops in that part of the region. And a close monitoring of the whole scenario is going to be warranted. However, a ridge of high pressure building up in the western United States will probably work its way eastward as we move into the week next week. In the meantime, we'll expect to see some periods of precipitation coming and going across the area. I do not expect big general soakings of rain, though, anytime real soon. South Dakota will get spit and spat at today, along with southern Minnesota, and the precipitation is not likely to be real impressive, but we could see a few spots maybe coming up with a quarter to maybe 6/10 of an inch of rain. That would be for eastern South Dakota and mostly in southern Minnesota. As we go into the day tomorrow, we'll have another opportunity for some shower activity, and tomorrow night into Wednesday is probably the best chance for more organized precipitation. This will likely begin near and west of the Missouri River, but by the time we get into the morning on Wednesday, those showers and thunderstorms will be working their way eastward across the eastern Dakotas and eventually into Minnesota. Now, the energy is going to be greatest for eastern parts of Canada's prairies in that event, so when it rains in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, it's probably not going to be real well organized, and it may be light in some pockets. We do expect the precipitation to linger Wednesday night and ending sometime on Thursday. The total amounts of moisture that are going to come from this will run from a couple tenths to 3/4 of an inch. There will be some 1 to 1.5 inch amounts in a few areas, but the greatest rain is probably going to be focused on two regions. One will be in southern Minnesota, the other will be in western and north central sections of North Dakota. But this is a changing environment, so we'll see what happens a little bit later this week. We may do a little bit better with rain in the eastern parts of the region in future forecast model runs. Now, as we move a little deeper into the forecast period, there will be a short-term period of drier weather occurring as we finish out the week. But when I say drier, I don't want to make it sound like it won't rain. There's still going to be some showers in the pipeline, even on Friday and late on Thursday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.